Speak.
Test lap sync.
Test. Test.
Hello. Actually, hit my mic.
Nice.
Okay.
What do YouTubers punch their boom arm to start their video?
Hello.
Can't you mean for
good lord?
Oh, this is the best cold open we've ever done.
I think you got half a syllable into that one.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Clip It Podcast, episode 43. And as I mentioned a couple episodes ago, Agent Oink and Delicious haven't died. They are here today. Finally, we are doing an episode together. It has been a very long time, and we will get into why that is later on in the episode. But how are you two doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good, good. I do apologize to drag you back into this. I can hear the energy just running off both of you.
I'm all potatoed out.
The problem with potatoes is they're too filling.
In the preparation to this podcast, we have witnessed the sole reason the British were justified against the Irish. We have watched Phelan's energy just drain.
God.
Piece by piece, he's been weakened. Every asset that makes his humanity stripped away piece by piece. He's a shell of his former self, all because of potatoes.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking things.
I genuinely don't know
how to cook a food item in water and have it still be so dry.
How do you cook a food item in water is my question. I don't actually know if I eat.
What? You boil
what?
It.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, but like, I don't think I've eaten anything boiled.
What?
I genuinely don't think so.
No, you're insane. I refuse to believe this.
Because I don't eat any of my veg cooked or boiled. And I don't think I've ever eaten a boiled bit of
food. You ever had a
food.
Boiled egg?
No.
Oh, fuck
so you've
me.
Not had, like, a boiled egg. You've not had
boiled veg.
Rice, pasta.
Yeah, I have had rice, like, going back a decade. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, unless it's, like, microwave rice.
Oh, no, it was.
And even then, though, that still kind of counts as being boiled, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fair. Okay, there we go. I have eaten some boiled food, and I didn't expect that. Yeah, that completely went off topic. Yes, potatoes. I work in a shippy. Potatoes are fun to work with.
How do you not just smush them between your giant man hands?
Because I would not get my job done?
Just fucking make chips out of mashed potato. Just like, you know, stuff them.
No.
Oh.
That seems like it's more work.
I wonder, if you were to skin potatoes, mash the innards, as in like the rest of the potato, and then reconstitute the mash inside the skin... And then, like, sew the skin seam together or something. And then, like, fry them or whatever method of cooking chips you prefer. Do you reckon that would be better or worse than just normal chips?
Worse?
I don't know if it would make enough of a difference is the thing for it to be worth the effort. But I want to find out. I mean, we've got the fucking chip expert here.
I would say it's worse. On the sole fact that you wouldn't have... the starchiness of a freshly cut potato.
I'm not sure that's a loss, though.
You said the word starch and I threw up in my mouth.
You don't like starch?
Because I think, like,
potatoes
are, the qualities I want in a chip is light and fluffy, crispy outside. I don't want a starchy, stodgy chip. You know, like, I don't want the starch.
No, that's fair.
And obviously, it has to be there somewhere, or it wouldn't be a potato. It would just kind of be like...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about what potato makes the best chip, because we've had all sorts in our chippy. Some I prefer just because they cut easier. Some I don't because they take forever to skin. I would say harder potatoes fry better. because they have a softer, like fluffier inside, and they get nice and crunchy on the outside.
I think
a soft potato makes a really stodgy, starchy, as you said, chip that nobody wants. So there you go.
Yeah, no, I don't have much. To be fair, I don't fry potato very often in any form. So I'm not very. You definitely have the insight on the frying side of potatoes. Mm-hmm. I'm making chips, they're not fried. So.
Fair. Well, what an intro. Didn't expect to get into potatoes. What a chip chat. Oh, there you go. But no, today we've mentioned so many things on stream or stream that we've said, that'll make a great podcast episode, and never did it. So a lot has happened.
And you'll be happy to know that Tactical TV himself, master of podcasting, has noted exactly zero of those topics down.
Yep.
That's because I am the master of podcasting and know them all off the top of my head. So,
oh God.
Let's start, as we always do. We somehow always end up talking about Twitch. I thought it'd be interesting to start talking about the whole issue around gambling, and mainly, so what I've seen on Twitter is a lot of people trying to get rid of slots, or you put cash in, that's all gambling, or you put cash in, you get cash out if you win, but like, well, cash-based
minus
games.
Minus the second bit quite a lot of the
yes!
time.
On Twitch,
because awful description.
Yes, well, basically, a lot of people want to get rid of gambling on Twitch, mainly slots and stuff like that, like the cash games, because it's just not right. That's my hot take.
Wow,
but no,
it's developed, deep, thoughtful.
It's true. What I've seen on Twitter is a lot of people talking about how they don't understand there's... So the one I've been seeing from our good old boy, Sank Bussy, he was talking about how he doesn't understand how they've got... Twitch have got such a way... How do I word it? They're being very strict when it comes to what you can show body parts-wise... But they don't give a shit about gambling. And
I think the thing with gambling as well is I think the line has been pushed by creators for a while. Because I think earlier on in Twitch's history, the line on gambling was sort of it was a bit like alcohol.
Don't.
You can drink alcohol on stream, you can gamble on stream. Don't make the stream a gambling recruitment stream. Don't make it trying to encourage gambling. But people like Train, who, you know, bias warning, I don't like, through no real fault of his own, he clearly has a very severe gambling addiction, frankly, but...
And it doesn't help
like
they're paying him to do it.
No, that probably doesn't help. He's, like, I think, like, one of the key people, especially in like, recent years, has sort of pushed that limit a little bit more towards where, like, he's clearly, very clearly gambling. He's gambling with falsified odds, and he's very clearly recruiting people to gamble by having affiliate codes for gambling sites and signups. But all because he'll say and repeatedly go, "Oh no, I tell people in my chat all the time, don't gamble. It's a public record that I lose millions every year to gambling, yada yada yada," and all this shit. Like, you know, it kind of. I don't want to say Twitch seemed to think it's okay. It's not like they've ever explicitly said it, but Twitch hasn't taken action, so they're at least complicit in it existing, right? And like that's the thing. I think it's been sort of over time. It's got progressively more and more like people are straight just promoting gambling now. It's not just people gambling. It's not just someone playing a bit of poker in like a shitty poker app occasionally. It's like proper big money, like you say, a lot of slots, and it's. Like very much like linked in with like affiliate codes for a lot of these sites.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem now that's getting worse is the sort of I don't know if the right way I guess the right way would have been put in it is the just the predatory way of how they're getting people into it. And like as you said, a good example being Train, that the falsified odds just make it look like he's winning more often than you actually would. But that's what gets people into it. You know, a lot of people watch it and they're like, wow, he just won 50k. I might be able to do that. And then they get into it and get into 60k debt. So it's that side of it. It's also that, like talking about Twitch, it seems like they're allowing this. Or they are. They haven't stopped, you know, people like Train or XQC, I think, used to do it.
Used to, stopped after a big stream where H3 Hassan and him confronted Train, and then X was like, actually, I shouldn't get, because the important context is that these people are streaming to kids as well. Like, Train, again, is someone that repeatedly claimed, I tried to not want kids on my stream. It's not my, he'll defend himself by sort of saying, it's not my fault. You know, I advertise it. I put my, in my rules, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, but like, kids can turn up in the stream, mate. So like, X decided he didn't want to stream to kids about gambling, so he stopped, and then he just resumed it again a couple months ago, because he is also, again, just clearly has a gambling addiction. And I think one of the sad things about the streamer side of it, and I think it's important to encapsulate that, like people like Train definitely have a gambling addiction, and gambling addictions are really, like, pretty harsh. Especially if you're in that scenario where you are being paid or you do have a sponsorship system, so like you don't have to worry as much about your finances, but you still have the all of the like neurological like cycles and hooks involved. I think like it's even more exhilarating if you're doing it to a stream because you have an audience. You know, you have all those people to react with you in that moment, and it can just like tie into it and make it even worse.
Yes.
So I think X just kind of went through some life things, and I think he ended up just doing it again because it felt good, and he's been like weirdly harshly defending it since. I remember like about a month ago or so, everyone was like, why are you doing gambling again? And he was like going off at people on Twitter for, you know, stop running your mouth against me and shit like this. And it's like, he's clearly just acting in like a self-defensive way because he's got an addiction, right? But mean that it's... doesn't mean it's any less bad in terms of what it's doing for the community and what it's doing on Twitch, you know, as a whole.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It's a hard one because I don't agree with it. I don't agree with gambling, especially being advertised in such a manner. No matter what Twitch do, they're going to get backlash. If they leave it, people are going to get annoyed. If they get rid of it, people are going to get annoyed. Ideally, they get rid of it or subsidize it in such a manner that it's not as prevalent on the platform. But Twitch are doing a lot of stuff right now where it's, when we say this multiple times, and we said it in multiple episodes, where they're trying something and just seeing how it goes. Recent news that I was speaking about an hour ago that just came out is that they're bringing back hype boosts, boost trains, which is, for those who don't know or weren't aware of what this was beforehand or wasn't aware when it first came out, is when you get a hype train. I don't know if they're going to let you customize at what point the hype train of the hype train, or if it's just in general when you get a hype train. Your channel will then be boosted onto the front page of Twitch or front page of a category, which again, a lot of people can kind of say is in a way paid to win. You know, you pay this content creator a lot of money, their channel goes onto the front page of Twitch. Probably not going to do anything any good for their channel, no discoverability, etc. But it's one of those things that they've done a lot of times in the past, and they've not spoke about it after they release it and just kind of let it go off and do its own thing, and then it goes away because they did their testing and yeah, they've done it multiple different times, and it's like, why are they doing this again? Are they trying to just boost their income again, or are they genuinely seeing if it's going to work this time round because of September, maybe?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, that was just something recent, and it's just like just thinking about it because it is it's coming up to the end of September, but it's like, are they doing that now because September? Or are they trying to push for more people to sub, or to advertise subbing? I don't know. There's very little that's really known about what's going on behind the scenes at Twitch. Actually, staying on the topic of Twitch, this was something I really wanted to talk about with someone, but I just never really thought about it until just now.
No,
this is a genuine thing, because I think it's a really interesting topic, because it relates to a certain huge streamer, Fortnite streamer, known as Ninja, and that is getting rid of... It's not a norm, but it's not... people need to stop not even potentially faking, but like using a mental health break, or saying that you're going on a mental health break to then promote something. Ninja being the biggest example of what he just recently did. I think a lot of people got quite annoyed at what he did there, and I just wanted your opinions on that.
Yeah, so you have to update me, because the last I know of this, Ninja was like tweeting one night that he wasn't feeling great about streaming, and then like by the next day he had changed his account to like user not found on Twitter, and said he was just taking a break. What happened after that? Did he just like come back?
Or? Did you not see this? Okay, so Ninja.
The last I knew was that he just like taken a break, and I was laughing at the fact he changed his Twitter account to user not found. But
so Ninja
is any of us.
Ninja took a break. He said on Twitter, I think he made a tweet saying he's had enough. Or somewhere he said he's had enough. And he's going to take a break, a mental health break. And I think it was not too long after or before. What's her name? Pokimane did the same. Said she's going to take a break for the mental health reasons. But that's unrelated. Anyway, Ninja said he's going to take a break for mental health reasons. I think the day after or a couple of days after, he was still streaming, but they were like 2 hour long streams, and I could be wrong on here, but I think it was the last stream he had. You see him get quite visually annoyed at what happened on the stream, and he just says he just had enough. He gives up and ends the stream. Boost a week, he has this huge promotion saying that he's streaming everywhere now. So on Twitch, YouTube, Spotify, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, like any platform. I think it was just he was streaming everywhere, and it's like, right, okay, so you're clearly not taking a break, you're just promoting something different and trying to get off Twitch. Because something someone pointed out when he was taking this break is that you couldn't subscribe to his channel anymore, so he wasn't a partner or an affiliate, I guess that was why. And that kind of, I think, makes sense now that he's doing this whole push for streaming on every platform possible. But it was one of those weird things, like, did he do that on purpose, or is it just complete coincidence, or was it completely planned? It's an odd one. But, yeah, a lot of people I saw on Twitter got annoyed or at least on a thread, they got annoyed that he was using his mental health break as a way to promote part of his business, a new business sort of adventure, which it seems typical Ninja. But yeah, no, that was an interesting week. I'm surprised you didn't hear anything about that, because that was quite a big thing, him just saying he's streaming everywhere.
Yeah, I've thankfully managed to de-ninjarify the absolute majority of my content consumption. Thankfully, I am not exposed to braless wives on a regular basis. I don't get sandwiches given to me unasked for. And I don't be a repeatedly ethically dubious dickhead on Twitch, because I think the thing with Ninja is that, honestly, I don't really like the guy much, because he's for fucking so long now had so many like things where none of the controversies have been like, you know, it's not like we've had like, oh, Ninja accidentally launched a Trident nuclear missile from a submarine in Scotland and killed everyone in Germany, you know, that's not happened.
So what is trusted?
But like,
yet.
But he's had so many like small things where he's clearly been a bit like, that is that really morally okay? Like, are you fine with what you're doing there? And like, I don't want to claim, without knowing more of the details, about like being like someone close to him or something, like, I don't want to claim that he like did the whole I'm taking a break thing, he's not feeling well, down to even maybe say ending like the stream and like doing that bit. If that was a bit, I'm not going to go as far as to claim that. Like, I think you totally could feel like you're going to take a mental health break, and then maybe you got some people around you that are like, I mean, you know, Ninja definitely has people around him to help him manage his content and his channels and stuff. But like, hey, Twitch new partner contract, doing this, you know, why don't you consider just like dropping this? Like, you know, Ninja doesn't need like the sub income from Twitch, I'm fairly certain, you know, like. So it, like, maybe anybody was like, oh shit, actually, yeah, do you know what, that would be refreshing, and maybe that was all he needed, is just a bit of a change.
Yeah.
But like, just, I would doubt that. I would be hitting my X button on my Xbox controller there, because I don't know, he's done ethically weird shit in the past. You know, his whole Fortnite kid banning thing. He's just got weirdly angry at people. He's still to this day refusal to ever stream with woman, because it's like, oh no, people won't pay attention to me if there's a woman on my stream or whatever. I think that's his reason. Don't quote me on that. But
I've not heard of that either.
I'm fairly certain that's what his reason is, yeah.
I'm just finding out now how glad about how little I hear about Ninja.
It's nice. I don't have to think about him that much, but I'm quite as lucky as you.
No, that's fair.
But, you know, going to a slightly happier note on streaming, I say slightly happier. Me and Delicious recently found out about a beloved game we love is doing a charity event stream?
Oh, hell yeah.
And, you know what, I'm actually very interested to see how this goes. Potentially could be your comeback.
Yeah.
But... No, that was, they're still looking for streamers, as far as I'm aware. I don't know how they're doing that, but they're still looking for streamers. When I say that, I don't know if you could sign up or if they're just selecting the streamers. But that's pretty cool.
Well, I legit do think that if you just streamed it tomorrow, he would come in and just be like, hey, do you want to join us?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah. And then we thought about even better ways of doing, games like that. What was the fucking shit? That was it. Because we were talking about open cams. Actually, that's a topic we can talk about. So going from stream, Twitch, to, and I'm actually genuinely curious because I never got a chance to talk to you about this, Alfie. So I don't know if you're aware of this. But I was talking to Delicious. Oh, when was it? It was last week, about a programmer on Twitter who's made a program, and I don't know to what extent yet, but the demonstration he gave, and unfortunately his video has been taken off YouTube so you can't see it, but it's a program where if you upload your a picture you take, it will find you taking that picture on open cameras. And it's a very interesting thing that he's done. He loves using his AI and open cameras. Another one he did, which I love, is birds crossing borders, and he just finds a bunch of birds crossing borders on open cameras. Got anything you'd like to say about that? Great. So,
damn. I mean, that's pretty much where that can end. I don't know if I want some clarification. When you say birds, I assume we're talking like the animals.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's still weird. No, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's an odd one, but what we were talking about is it kind of proves the whole point of no matter where you are, you're constantly watched. But secondly, just how easily accessed these cameras are, and the fact there's so many open cameras. That we came up with that stupid idea of being able to like geo-guess a bit with open cameras.
Yes,
which would be a pretty good idea, just questionably. They're open cameras, they're public cameras, so yeah, it's fine.
When are you making your webcam an open cam and people get to watch you live, you know?
I'll do it next week.
Hell yeah.
There
we go then.
Yeah. No, everybody can just tune into my camera 24/7, 7 days a week. That's what that means. I just remember talking about that was an interesting one. But no, hopefully that charity stream does go well. Unfortunately, they haven't been doing too well when it comes to financials, but all the best. Go and support them. GeoGuessr. Geotastic. Nope. Absolute legends. I realised that didn't
Good
sound right.
Lord. I just don't know how you do that.
What?
Like, I get
forget
that
it.
Similar, but
it was because I had GeoGuessr in my head, and then I was like, "That doesn't sound right." So I said it, and it
you
didn't
fucking
sound
weirdo.
Right.
Why
didn't
you have GeoGuessr in your head? Shit game.
It is. That's a stupid subscription.
Pay like
service.
£50 to play Battle Royale, and then like suck a dick just to sign up. It's shit.
Yeah, if you want to play Battle Royale, just play Fortnite.
Yes.
Or COD Mobile.
Sure. Yes, absolutely, play that.
And talking about COD Mobile, they recently just announced Modern Warfare. No. Oh, they did just announce Modern Warfare 2. But they announced
they
Warzone Mobile. It got
Hell
no gameplay,
yeah.
But it looks interesting. It's...
Yeah.
It's we were talking about this. Why are they going to bring it into Call of Duty Mobile, or is it going to be its own thing?
It's going to be its own thing. It's got to be at this point.
Why though?
But it's yeah, I don't know.
It's such a weird yeah. Like we were talking, people who play mobile. Were you okay?
We can edit that out, right?
No. did you drop your headset?
Yeah, straight onto the microphone. Oh shit! Really, right. Couldn't have happened at a worse time either.
Why would it? Okay. Yeah, people who are going to play COD Mobile, I don't think they'll I don't know. It just seems really weird. If it's maybe that much better than people will transfer over. It's one of those things where if people like the BR game mode in COD Mobile, they'll go over. I feel if they just like COD Mobile, they just stay. There's no point to moving over, because I would argue there's more people that like just playing TDM or search and destroy or prop hunt, god forbid.
Or just even having all those options in one place.
Yes, yeah. Otherwise you're just stuck with one. I don't know, maybe with the success of Warzone, people would maybe we're completely wrong on this, they will actually move over, but it's hard to say at this rate. I don't know. I'm not a mobile game player like a certain someone.
Hell yeah, COD Mobile for the win.
What are you working on now on COD Mobile? Let's get an update on this.
No, shooting people in the face.
You're not trying to unlock any more gold?
No, it was like a skin I'd like, but so playing ranked multiplayer, the ranks go like whatever they do, rookie, pro, master, grandmaster, for the sake of arguing.
Mm-mm.
Once you get into master, which is where I think I've just got into, the matchmaking is shit. Like, you just can't find any games, which means I can't level up. So, hang on, let me also put this in a bit of perspective. To level up in the Battle Royale, or to even progress XP-wise, it's, you know, it's fairly dependent on your position.
Yeah.
And kills. Like, if you don't make, at the point I'm at, if you don't make like top 30, which I'm doing anyway, then you lose a little bit of level. But I think that's kind of fine. Because in Battle Royale, you know, you sort of, even if you're with a team, you're fending for yourself. It's very based on you. Unfortunately for ranked multiplayer, it is quite heavily based on whether your team wins or loses the game, which leads to some interesting games where you get like 2 XP despite getting like 50 kills just because your team lost, which is frustrating, but it doesn't matter because you just can't find a game once you're at the master rank. So
wonderful. That kind of reminds me when, now that I say this, I just want to play Rocket League again with you. But on Rocket League, there was one gamer that I got to diamond in, and every single game I played, it was the exact same people. Like, there was like 5 people currently playing at that rank. I could just imagine that's what that's like. Sort of, if you do get into a lobby, it's the same 5 people, 10 people.
Yeah.
Who are that rank, and that's it. That's
yeah,
fair.
Pretty much.
I was going to say, there's one thing, talking about Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2's announcement, the Warzone 2 announcement obviously came out as well, and they showed off some gameplay, and the one thing everybody's getting annoyed about is the fact that the Gulag now is not 1v1, it's 2v2, but it's not a teammate, it's a random other player you're playing with.
It's 2v2, yes. Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear about this.
Yes, so it's 2v2, and there's a juggernaut in there that if you kill, you get a key to get out instantly. Not you and the other person, just you. Which is, it's like, right, here's a game mode, you have to work as a team, but if you kill this one person, you can get out by yourself. Like,
this is certainly an interesting
yeah, not many people are happy.
What the fuck?
I think you could create some interesting meta gameplay, but
yeah,
it's a bit like Valorant, you know, getting in there and just taking the keys. It's just it's like dungeons, you know, Minecraft dungeons. Dan, you went,
the Illager has stolen the Gulag key.
We've got Minecraft Legends coming out next year. I was going to say soon. I assume they're announcing some more stuff on it soon, but
I don't even remember what the fuck that one was.
It's the open world? Like the
Cube World yeah. One? Yeah, okay.
Which I hope it's good, because Cube World wasn't.
I was going to sort of like completely, I didn't want to like throw off topic again. Have we heard from a Cube World dev, or has he gone on like one
Did
of
he
his
just go?
Silent sprees? Yeah.
I thought he just went and just never came back ever again. Did he come back at some point?
Well, I mean, he came back like after years to released the game.
Well, yeah, but like, that's
what and I mean, then everyone was like, "Oh, this version's worse because we have the other one back," and then just did silence.
Yes,
yeah, as far as I'm aware, like until
as far as I'm aware, he just went.
Since the release tweet in 2019.
Yeah,
2019. Fuck off! It was that long ago. Was it really?
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Well, fair enough.
I don't know, maybe might not use just Twitter, to be fair. I should check out.
No, I'm pretty sure, okay, because I remember
looking. Shit, yeah, no, 2019, almost 3 years ago, exactly, the 30th of September.
Because I heard that it was shitter than the previous version. Everybody wants the previous version, as you said, which...
Yeah, something like to do with the progression and the, like, items, I think, carrying over between zones, or lack thereof.
Okay, so, according to the Reddit, there was an FAQ posted by one of the mods there.
Oh.
8 days ago. The developer has since, like, they still exist. There are emails yes. that occasionally they respond to saying, yes, I'm working on it, and there will be a release at some point. But that is literally as much information as we have. Since 3 years ago.
Kind of sounds like deja vu.
I mean, to be fair to it, he did come back those like years ago after years.
It is an interesting case because...
Yeah, certainly not how I would release a game. Or...
No, I remember was it the alpha? Like, I remember a Nerdcube video on it and it looked amazing. I really wish I played it.
Yeah, it did look pretty fucking
And then
good.
I've just heard shit about the actual release. Like, there's no progression after 10 hours... it's the same thing, you know, no matter what, there's just nothing to the game. So that's a shame. But yeah, no, Cube World. Hopefully Minecraft Legend does well. It would be cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe that's what he's doing instead. He's actually working on Minecraft Legend.
That's where he's been gone. He's been hired at Mojang for 3 years.
Yeah. But just didn't want to say, he couldn't say anything. That's why.
Yeah, he's under NDA.
Now, this is Minecraft Legends isn't a new game. It's actually a DLC for Cube World.
Oh, hell yeah. Now that I could get with.
Debatable. Depends on how good the game gets. No. Well, you know, you changed subjects. So I'm going to change them again.
Sure.
To what we've been doing. Because at the start, we said we haven't done this for a while. We've all been very busy. Both yes. in our own lives and with Clip It things. So I thought we could talk about that a little bit. So I think it's quite obvious to say we haven't been here for a while, mainly because we've all just been working and gaming. We procrastinate a lot. But yeah, no, it's with Alfie getting a new job, you working and me working. There's only a couple.
Me also getting a new job.
Yes. That's true. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Dickhead.
Which is, there's only a couple of days that it's feasible for us to do an episode like this. And that's why I did a couple one-on-ones and I plan on doing some more because I do enjoy doing one-on-ones.
Damn, sick of us already.
No. Yes. I do plan on doing more of those. But hopefully away from just one group. I want to expand my horizons to all sorts of people. I do want to get some other people back, though. I would love to do one with us and I don't think it will ever happen, but I want to do one with us and a sarcastic Brit again, because that was quite a funny episode, as well as do some, like, potentially I thought about maybe getting some guests into one podcast, just thinking on top of my head, like Toby and I was gonna say Keps, but that's not gonna happen, so Toby and Love Mitt, like do like episodes where people join in all together. I thought that'd be fun later on. I really want to do a really big Christmas special, potentially. I don't want to say too much, but maybe we'll sat around a tree, or something like that.
I have one requirement for that.
I've got the mic for it.
I have
to be real close.
There needs to be a fire lit, a real fire, a physical fire, so we can have the constant crackling of a fire in the background.
I'm up for that.
All of us have to have a cup of hot chocolate. It is a requirement. I won't attend otherwise.
Yes.
This already sounds like a...
I do love the idea that it's actually just us sat around a bonfire. Or like not a bonfire, but like a fire, like a campfire in the middle.
Oh yeah, no, the visuals of this would look lovely. We'd have all Christmas lights and decorations up. A tree, but in real life, behind the recording, we'd actually just be sat around like a barbecue with some fire starters and a couple bits of charcoal in, you know.
Hell yeah,
that would be fun. So that's something I really want to do. And clip it, yeah. I made an announcement earlier this month. No, last month. No, a couple months before that, actually. No, it was August. I forget so much. I made an announcement anyway, talking about what's happening with the Clip It and Clip It family. You know, we got the podcast, we have the Discord, and I'm working on the crew, which is sort of pseudo. It exists already. You know, I do the Clip It crew videos with
it's
you two.
It's a racing game.
Yes. Shut up. If you two and Universal and Ash and Melody Manor, I don't know where I really want to put that. I was thinking maybe a separate channel, but that's kind of been shelved now for a while, because we've been working on the Clip It tournament. That's been getting more momentum recently, which is just wonderful, and that should be announced soon. But I've also got ideas for Clip It clothing, but I want to do that sort of not fully in-house, but more control over that than usual. Mainly just sourcing the clothes and making really custom stuff would be nice. I want to do experiments. I'm going to talk to a previous guest, Darth. He has his own printing house, as we mentioned. And I want to talk to him about maybe doing custom jumpers and potentially doing embroidery. I don't know if that's possible with them. That's what I would love to do, though. High quality, not super expensive, but high quality clothing in the Clip It brand. And then we have... No, that's all of them. So yeah, it's just expanding the Clip It brand. It's an actual brand now. It's an actual thing. I definitely copyrighted it and got it all qualified and official. I definitely have. So yeah, it's stressful, man. Stressful. Just trying to get it all out and about. That's what we've been doing. That's what I've been doing with a lot of my time. That's what Agent Oink's been doing with a lot of their time. And this is the podcast to announce, Delicious, you're in charge of the clothing side, so you're going to do everything with that.
Hell yeah, about
starting today. Genuinely, I'm trying to think of what to do with the crew side. If I did my own channel, I would love to have a dedicated editor or someone to help with that. And like, not looking at anybody, but there's only a couple people around here who have YouTube experience.
True.
And you know,
there are also two people here.
Yeah.
Just the way you were. There are just two people here. Yeah.
Well, you said there's only a couple people here. Like, yeah, there's two of us. That is correct. So if there's a couple people here with YouTube experience, then that's everyone.
Fair.
I really don't feel like I count.
No.
I feel like I have okay production and management experience, but not like... Like, I'm very aware of the concepts of YouTube, but I'm not, like...
I have actual management experience.
Actual
it's true.
Thing. I mean, look, you know, of all people here, how many of us have produced professional-level game trailers? Only one of us.
True. True.
Oh, God.
How many of us here have organized a successful subscriber giveaway? Only one of us.
How many of us have done a professional multiple series?
Giveaways. Hell
Any
yeah.
One of us. So,
I do have a fucking good track record when you say it like that.
So maybe you will be in charge of the Clip It Crew channel. Oh, for God's sake.
Just in charge of the Clip It Crew. Let's do it.
No, genuinely. That was the one thing I was always worried about was where does that channel go if I was to do it? Because I had ideas, but I just overcomplicate everything. So I'd like to just get someone that can help out. Also, I like the idea that everybody in the Clip It Crew, they're being five main members, six maybe if they want to be involved, all have their sort of like not main role, but they help out maybe. Like, it's really up to them, but like just helping out or doing something with each component. And I just oversee everything, I guess. I am your overall leaders.
I mean, I think I definitely enjoy the overall idea. The problem for me, and obviously this is sort of ties into everything with not being able to record as many podcasts, and by that I mean like any for a while, it's just like time, you know? Like, there's so much stuff I'd love to do, but it's just, it really is finding the time to be able to do it, especially if you're talking about more whole production where there's edits involved or planning. That takes up a lot of time. Yes. I think people forget even on like the simplest of things, planning and like organizing stuff can be just a lot more work than just the actual thing itself, frankly.
Yeah.
I like definitely would say that in terms of like group content, for lack of a better term, I really enjoy physical content, physical comedy productions that involve physical aspects. They can still be partly remote, but that still have a physical presence at certain points. I think that sort of content is very entertaining. And I'd really love to be able to do stuff like that. But the problem with stuff like that is that it's very hard to do. It's just like you have to organize it. You have to have physical space, physical time. And then for me, I'm not greatly comfortable being on camera. I'd rather not be. But I'm very happy to be like behind the camera or involved anywhere production wise. In that sort of side of things. So like, I feel like there's a lot that we could do. It's just finding the time and like, and what it is that I would love to do more streaming. Which I'm sure has been said on this podcast before, but like, it's just, I'm so tired at the end of my days to like sit down and do a stream, you know? I don't have it in me. GP horsepower.
Yes, you know. That's true. We all need a PC upgrade. I definitely do.
And we know who's the person for that. I'm coming out really there fucking well off this podcast.
We could bring a new one. Yeah. The Clip It Computers. You can start making computers for the brand. I know, like, talking about something that is actually, as mentioned, the tournament's making, it's steamrolling forward, slowly, but it's actually getting, there's some momentum going towards it, which is fantastic. I completely contradicted that one.
Because you said that, you said steamrolling forward, and my brain, that constitutes like a fast, it's like steaming forward.
Yeah.
And then you said slowly, and my brain was like, what, he's contradicting himself? And I was like, actually, hang on, a steamroller is slow as shit, that makes sense, he hasn't contradicted himself. And you just made me question everything I thought about that phrase.
Yeah.
I guess they generally have quite good momentum, though. Like, they don't tend to
stop. They don't stop, yeah.
No.
And I feel like that is where we are, though.
Yeah, no, but yeah, we're moving forward, and I'm hoping this is a good...
Yeah, we are.
Proof of concept for the brand. Something that I want to do, getting other people to help out, and I'm hoping it will go well. And if it does, then I will definitely go forward with other things. But it's just... I want one of these proof. Like, don't get me wrong. If this tournament doesn't go well, I'm not going to stop everything. I'm still going to do another tournament and see if how that goes. And if that doesn't go well, I'll work on the clothing side of it, maybe, or dedicate more time into the crew side of
nice
it.
Nice fucking try. That's my side.
Yes.
Get your own side of the business.
And see how that goes. But it's just trying each step at a time. And this tournament's going to be the first main one. Because even though they are their own ones, the Discord is just its own thing that's currently just laying there and works on its own. You know, I'm not putting as much effort as I should, really. It's just kind of just laying there like a Bitcoin. May what? Crash one day.
You said at the beginning of this, before we started, just for context, that you wouldn't say weird shit.
I said I'm not going to do my weird intro.
Fuck you, don't do weird shit.
Fine, I won't then. The Discord's just sitting there. I don't put as much effort as I should in there, but it's just sitting there for now. And the podcast, you know, we've been doing this for 2 years now. So this is just a nice little side thing.
Wait.
That we do.
Wait, what?
I want to say it started in 20... Wait, let me find out when the first episode... I can't find out when the first episode was. So that's Pog.
Awesome.
You can.
Not on the channel, because I had to redo the channel. And so all of them say they were released 1 year ago, which isn't the actual release date. Oh, wait, I could go to the original channel. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, no, like... Right, okay. I'm hoping this... I'm really looking forward to the tournament, and it's looking fantastic. Thanks to the work of Agent Oink.
Damn.
And you. Yeah, 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
First one came out 1st of July 2020.
I don't know, I thought it was fucking longer.
Are we going to count the Cock podcast? Because we've been doing podcasts for a long time.
I'm not
going
to lie. Look, we're doing a fucking hot take podcast. Much better name.
Yes, but... And I do agree with you, but...
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, stuff happened, and so I kind of left
the
name.
Yeah, that it is.
Yeah. So, and I do look back on some of those episodes and they were fantastic, but
yeah,
I think of the SEO
that we have now, Phelan. All someone has to do is Google Twitch, clip it into Google.
That's true.
Every result will be us. Everything. It'll be the merch.
It's gotta
be the tournaments.
Yeah.
It'll just be filled up. There wouldn't be anything. Not like
support.twitch.tv/articles/how-to-create-a-clip.
No. None of that shit. Like,
we're a fucking set.
That's not true, is it? The first
what?
Cock podcast came out February 24th, 2020. I did the clip it a couple months after.
You know what's really thrown me off? I think it's just been the consistency of these things. Like,
yeah.
On one hand, like, if this had been super consistent, we would have started like the beginning of this year. But on the other hand, the rate we were going, I thought it was like 20. And I couldn't honestly give you a year of when I thought we started. I just didn't think it was that recent.
Yeah, no, that's...
Recent with a very big asterisk.
In fact, I just want to clarify, if someone does want to find any more of the Clipit content by Googling twitch.tv Clipit, the first link they'd receive is a link to their created clips on Twitch.
Nice.
Then an article on how to use and create clips. Then the directory for all current created clips on Twitch. Then a directory for just chatting clips. And then the directory for pools, hot tubs, and beaches. So, yeah, they've got a nice selection.
Decent.
We're fucking Christmas podcast. We do a hot tub one.
Oh, yes.
Get up in
This is the thing. I would love to do something physical. I'd love to not just record a podcast physical, but be like... I don't want to say like I'd like to be on camera, because I wouldn't want to be on camera, but like have a camera of all of us, but I'd need some way to...
A mask.
Like, yeah, aside from editing, where I ask you to like rotoscope or something for
I mean, we have someone amount who's of unnecessary frequently effort. Picking up, like, free monitors and shit, right?
That's true.
Like, we just strap one of those to your face and you can use put one of those in a hot tub. Felix character. Yeah.
Yeah. Felix is owned by whoever owns them.
Yeah.
Not me.
That works.
Yeah,
just to clarify. Yeah, I know, but this person in the TV is legally distinct cat character.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Based off. Loosely, no relation to.
Loosely inspired by a legally distinct sleepy character.
Yeah.
Who's legally distinct from Felix. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. That's what's been going on in the Clipit family. It's what's been going on with me. And a little bit of these two. I don't know if you wanted to go too much into it. Is there anything content wise or Clipit wise you two have been doing?
Keeping an eye on my Discord. Someone's got to keep moderating it. You bloody users, you.
Yep. You're going to have two jobs next, so you better quit your main one.
Well, maybe if we get enough people to click the link below, if they're on a platform where there are links below, I can join my Discord, and then I can moderate them.
Yeah, and then if there's enough people...
I don't know why just me. I'm not definitely not just putting that one on myself.
If there's someone that if we get enough of them, then the channel will definitely go ahead.
Hell
confirmed.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been working on the tournament stuff back end, a bit of production side. You know, it's like Charles said, steamrolling. We're making progress consistently.
I can do the professional lighting now. I can fucking point a light where you need it.
Yes.
There you go.
To be honest, I do. There are a couple of things I would like you to help out with the tournament. So I'll talk to you about those after the podcast.
Good. Cool.
Yes. If I could get everybody involved, it's like the biggest thing, and this would be something we'll talk about because it's completely hypothetical. But I've always spoken about this in the same manner when it comes to content creation, is. If, let's say, the first one goes really well and we get a sponsorship, let's say the third or fourth one, how do I do the split between everybody in the Clipit because it's a Clipit production, or do I just split it between the people working on that active tournament? So let's say it was on the fourth one and it was me, you, Universal, and Agent Oink. We split it four ways. Would that be the fairest way of doing it?
Yeah, I think so.
So I always thought about this video-wise, if we were
getting, like, I don't know, like $1 million a stream, then at that point we could be like, oh yeah, I guess those wankers in the background can have something. But like, no, I think the people, you know.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, people directly involved with makes sense to me.
Yeah, most of the podcasts and stuff that I know that do a similar thing, it is mostly whoever was involved in that particular video or stream or whatever piece of content, which does make it a bit awkward, especially with streams, because it's hard to keep track of how much money you make from an individual stream sometimes, especially if you're doing donations.
I'll be the accountant
as well
and shit like that. But on YouTube, it's a bit more consistent because you can kind of just look at the estimated revenue for that video and be like, it's near enough, and split that between people. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
it really is. Yeah.
That's a hypothetical, but you never know. You never know. It's just trying new things. Ever since I started content creation, I always wanted to try something new. And now I'm at a point where I'm making videos, not new ones, new styles. I'm just making clickbaity ones because it's easy content.
It's kind of how YouTube works.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this tournament thing is something new and fresh that I can do. It's creative and it's something I want to make go well, because that's how you do stuff these days. You just make it go well.
One of the hardest things, this is a very abstract concept. No, I'm really going to...
I'm sorry, Da Vinci.
Reaching for the stars here. My mind is melding with the gods.
I'm excited.
When you at an early stage in building a content brand, and I'm going to use terminology that is going to make me sound like a channel manager. I'm sorry.
You are.
Prick.
True.
On two of my accounts.
There's this awkward, annoying thing of the income that you're getting in terms of revenue from creating content is not very high, right? And I think when people say this, that they might think that I'm saying this relative to like the size of like Charles's stream. Now I'm speaking people that are at hundreds of subs levels, right? Like even at that point, the income that you're getting is not at a point where you could live off of it and have money to spare to invest into productions or other forms of content or new equipment on like a pretty hardcore basis, right? You have to get to a pretty goddamn large size of content creation before you can really start doing more sort of flagrant things where you're like, oh yeah, I can really throw some money around on this project for a little bit, right? I can actually cut a good bit off and say, like, I want to work on this. We'll give it this amount of cash and see how it goes, and it'll either work out and it'll be fun or it won't and whatever, you know. And that can be quite frustrating because, again, like I was saying earlier, like, there's so much stuff that I'd love to do, especially around physical productions. But for physical productions, like it's the basic stuff, like even just having like more than one camera is expensive, because unless you want your side cameras to be like a phone or something and you're going to go real cheap, yes, which you can absolutely do. But if you want like good keying or stuff like that, if you're working with a green screen or anything like that, immediately you need
a better camera normally. I agree.
And it's frustrating because there's so much stuff I'd love to do, but it's that entry point is so hard to get to when you're smaller as a creator. Because it's how do you justify spending on it, you know? Unless you have the money to put aside, which I really don't think you have until quite a larger sort of scale.
Yeah.
I think I've nailed that.
I think you nailed that.
I want to do. I want to make cool, stupid, funny things, but I can't afford to.
Get Xiaomi stuff, honestly. A couple cheap Xiaomi phones.
But if you can secure us a Xiaomi sponsorship, fuck it.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
So,
I really don't
know. You're now brand outreach as well.
Oh, God.
Breaking news.
Oh God!
Queen's
like this is good.
I know again. No, so Twitch are testing pinned messages in chat. That's quite cool.
Okay, I want you to just notice. Okay, that was fucking ages ago. That was like 2 months ago.
No.
Yeah, no. I've literally seen pinned messages like a month ago. They've been in testing for ages. Second, I just want to know when I made that joke about the queen being dead. That literally was the minute she was buried. I want you to know, like, dating the recording and all that. Yeah. But that I just looked at TweetDeck and saw that tweet come out. So wow. It's very important. You know, that timed perfectly.
Nice.
Paul Piper, he must still be there.
Damn. It's a bit late to get buried. Anyway.
Just because the vault and all that hassle.
Oh, is it only open at 9 o'clock?
I'm not sure that's exactly what I meant. Yeah, no, the pin messages thing.
Twitch literally just tweeted this, experimenting it now.
I've seen it.
It might have been out. They just tweeted about it though, so you can't stand a lot.
But it might be rolling out to public testing, where rather than when it's like enabled for only certain people or something. I don't know. You know, I've seen it. It's a cool idea. Basically, you know, like when a poll comes up. You got that little like pop up at the top. It's very similar to that, but it contains like a message. So you can, if you want to put like stop talking about cum or whatever there, and then you've help for moderation or whatever. But I think that one of the bigger problems of it is that it's just like it's a bit inflexible from what I see, because it's just a message. I think people would like to be able to pin more like
announcements.
Like, formatting, have like more formatting control over it for like pinning rules temporarily or like little announcement type things,
cat
or maybe cat gifts. Sure, I feel like it's just like it's not bad at all. It's just like if you're giving us the ability to pin stuff, I think we want it to have some slight more control over it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's completely reasonable. Yeah, no, it's hard to say. Twitch, again, going back to my earlier statement, Twitch are trying stuff. They see if it goes well and they go, never mind. Now, as we all know, I am master of diversion. And I love a good crossover. So another topic we were talking about earlier, we mentioned earlier that we should talk about, is the GTA 5 leaks.
Yeah.
sorry, GTA 5i leaks. So
incredible details. You're not going to believe this. There's this guy called Trevor, right? And if I was to describe him in one word, it would be eccentric.
Okay.
And you're not gonna understand the way his character is intertwined into the story. It's stellar.
So I just want to talk about this because, okay, for those who don't know, GTA 6 got leaked recently. Gameplay, I think it was 90 clips of gameplay, as well as source code, and information on the game in general.
I'd not heard about the code. Okay,
so I heard something about source code, but I think I might be getting confused because if I'm not wrong, someone bought GTA 5 source code for 5 Bitcoin is another news article I saw, which I was right.
So I believe the story is that the person that hacked Rockstar claims they have source code, but they've not yet released it.
Ah, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Because I think what happened is they posted on GTA forums and were like, here's a mega dump with all of the clips in.
Yeah.
I also have source code, like database, other general information, observations from being on their, you know, internal Slack and stuff. I also heard a rumor that it was the same person that hacked Uber, like, because that was like a couple of days ago as well. And just like posted in their Slack, like, yo, I hacked you. And everyone was like, haha, good joke. And then they found out it was real, which is quite funny. But yeah, so I think that, like, I don't think the source code is necessarily out yet, but I think they've definitely claimed that they have it.
Okay, so reading into this, apparently the GTA 5 source code is a scam. But I don't... So this article literally just flip-flops because it says that it was a scam but then says that they sold it for 100,000 in Bitcoin.
Scams can cost money.
Yes. So
I'm presuming that someone didn't actually sell the source code, but they sold the source code.
Someone tweeted saying someone just bought the GTA 5 source code for 5 Bitcoin, or about £100,600 or whatever. But nobody knows by who. So that's all we know on it at the moment. People are saying it's potentially a scam and to like just ignore it. People are saying it's just a joke, like a hoax sort of thing. I don't know.
I'm fairly certain a good portion of GTA 5 must have been reverse engineered by now anyway, surely.
Yes, yeah. But no, the
hacking and, you know, all that shit and trainers going on.
One of the things I wanted to talk about when it comes to GTA 6 was how there's been a lot of articles and a lot of tweets saying that it's very early development of the game, just by the way it looks and performs and stuff like that. And a certain someone here someone here is very adamant that people are just misunderstanding it and are just blowing it out of proportion on this.
Miseducated.
But I saw a thing in the other day. I think it was yesterday, today, that said apparently. Close official sources say this is early, very early gameplay.
Right.
I know Rockstar already confirmed, and I think the person that leaked the stuff confirmed that the clips were from varying builds of the game, some quite old now, some more recent.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the case. And we know that the clips, from what I understand, came from like internal messaging and stuff. They weren't like recorded by the person, so you know, in that regard, that it's just like people would have been posting shit, and generally like you probably are posting shit like, oh, we've, you know, got this working in the mission system, let's post a clip of it or whatever. So cool. My criticism is just that like loads of people were saying, I can't believe how early the gameplay looks, and people were criticizing Rockstar specifically. Yeah. As well, they were saying that this looks bad, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, sure, the frame rate's about 30, but yeah, it's a game in development, so they're probably targeting 30. Like, you wouldn't run performance optimizations until the game is near complete, because it would be a waste of time to do so, because half the assets aren't in the game to be optimized yet. So what's the point? You know, like, there's some, on like indie game scale, when it comes to development, in terms of performance, there's not like an over amount of optimization that people do outside of just writing better code that's more efficient, and not doing unnecessary things, right? When you're talking about AAA games, there is an incredible amount of like pre-processing they do to make the games run well. They will generate every like potential lighting outcome from different angles and just load them rather than generating them as the game is running, right? So that you can do stuff like that to improve performance. And that's like a real dumbed down take, because I don't even know like those technologies, because I don't work on AAA games, right? I just know that there's things in that sort of genre that exist, right, where they pre-process a huge amount of the visual effects so that stuff can render faster. And from what I saw of all of the GTA 6 leaked clips, everything looked fairly decent. Like, final models are not in, and shit like that. But in terms of like all of the functionality of the game, like, you seem to be able to do the majority that I'd be able to expect for a GTA game, like all of your standard world interactions and stuff. All of the AI behavior seem to be there, even if they, some of them like need tweaking and improvement to be better. I think the pathing needs improvement for the driving and stuff, but it, like, it's still there. And how much of that is like just easy for them because they already had it in engine or not, I don't know. I don't work for Rockstar. I stood in their reception once when I was on holiday. But
weirdo.
Like, I don't, you know, but I think like the game looks fairly like decently far into production, in my opinion, right? Like, it does not look what I'd call early. Early to me would look like a lot of test environments, which, to be fair, there were a lot of clips of test environments as well, but it would look like a lot of test environments. It would look like a lot of like box model versions of the map, right? But it looked like, from the majority of the clips, that even in the distance stuff, a good majority of the map looks done. Like, individual models are still like placeholder a lot of the time, you know, stuff like that. So I think in terms of functionality, I think the game's like pretty far along. I reckon the missions are mostly like implemented, would be my guess, just looking at,
well, they've even got voice lines, how it's functioned, be them official or not. Yeah, they've got voice lines in the game, so like, I think that kind of gives you an idea of, like, it's not, you know, as you said, it's not like test areas early. You know, the majority is done, it's just finalization that needs to be, like, the polish, you know, they just needs that polish. I'm interested to see what it does. The problem with it is, it's, no matter what, never going to live up to GTA 5. And that's
right.
I don't think it ever has the chance to live up to GTA 5. We'll
so,
see.
So a couple of notes is that the engine seems to be very similar to GTA 5.
I would be surprised if they made a new one. What does it like, run
I
on?
I don't know what engine. Yeah, is it a public one or an in-house one?
I'm going to assume
it'll be in-house.
No. Either way, like, in terms of looking at like the lighting and the way stuff, Rockstar Advanced Game Engine.
Creative.
Great. Yeah, like, in terms of looking at how like a lot of the lighting and like general stuff looks, it shows like very, very, very similar to GTA 5. The environments look almost exactly the same. So it's like, okay, clearly they're working the same, but I think that's probably deliberate, because I don't think they want to upgrade that too much, because I think they might want to make it very cross-compatible with GTA 5 Online / GTA Online. I'm thinking might even just get an upgrade, and it might have like GTA 5 to GTA 6 like cross-platform or cross-version or whatever you want to call it, because there wouldn't necessarily be, if the engine's capable of it, it'd just be getting the new environments and models in, right? If there's some stuff that had to be locked off between one version or the other, then you could just disable it on the old version, right? Like,
yeah,
there's stuff that you could get to it. So I think that might be a thing, because I don't think Rockstar as a company are going to want to like loot, or Take-Two more, I guess, are going to want to lose out on the revenue from GTA Online by trying to ship people off to a new one. I think it's more likely that they're going to want to like have an upgrade path in that existing one, if that makes sense.
I can understand that.
But I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, in 10 years.
Yeah, so I suppose we got a little bit of a...
I mean, yeah, looking at the gameplay, if I was to estimate when that game could come out by, I feel like if they were to crunch, that game could be out within, like, the year. but obviously I wouldn't suggest that. But I feel like that, like, in standard, like, video game companies do that. Like, that's the sort of stage I would personally predict would be, like, at.
I'm glad you specified that, because I'm sure there's a Take-Two employee just thinking, oh, you know, I'm thinking of crunching, but...
Well, I'm sure there isn't. But yeah, hopefully, I'm hoping that the game won't come out for a couple years yet, and they can just be nice and chill and relax. It's not like they fucking need to release one soon, is it?
Nah, just milk GTA. There's a new big DLC coming out for GTA Online, if I'm not wrong, soon. So we'll see. I'm I'm annoyed, but at the same time, I'm glad, because it was probably going to be shit. But I'm slightly annoyed they stopped making the Red Dead remake and GTA 4 remake. Because of how bad the trilogy did, because they probably would have been the same shit mess. But the idea of a Red Dead Redemption remake would have been amazing if they did it well. So yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's just not really my area of expertise. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand.
Games.
Yeah, the games, all the Rockstar games, your Red Deads, your GTAs.
Max Payne? Is that Red Dead? Is that Rockstar?
It's definitely not Red Dead. But,
John Payne. Master Edition.
What is?
I guess I'm just not that attached to, like... I mean, I'm not attached to either of the games as is, I would say, but I'm certainly not attached to the onlines or how that's progressing or what's going on with it.
I heard very good things about GTA 5, and lots of people tell me, like, this is a fucking stellar game, you should play it. And I did, and I was like, okay, and I closed the game and I haven't touched it since. I just don't care for GTA, I think. It's not really my sort of genre. Like, the multiplayer online can be fun with friends, that we've obviously done videos on that and stuff in the past, and I think that can be fun to mess about.
Oh, I miss those days.
You can't really take it, like, seriously. Mm. I wouldn't play GTA Online, like, as a game to play on my own. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, a group game is fantastic.
And the single player, again, like, I just don't really care. Like, even if the characters and stuff are, and it's written really well, which apparently GTA 5 was, like, it's just like, well...
Oh, so,
cool.
So
I could read a book. That's written well. Like, the game, the genre is not that interesting format wise for me.
I'm the complete opposite. I love GTA 5. Evidently. I love it, but I loved it at the time because the story was different and they did something different, which was the character slate. So that was a cool feature, especially when it first came out. For context, I was homeschooled at the time when it came out in 2012, 2013.
Jesus, has it been that long?
Yes. When did GTA 5 come out? Let's just find out so I can actually.
I mean, that was
myself.
Like 2013, wasn't it?
It was 17th of September 2013.
There you go.
So it's coming up to a decade. That's probably what the DLC is. Actually, it's been a decade. Shit. Okay, anyway.
Has it been a decade? What?
Yeah, 17th of September 2013.
That's a decade, apparently.
Shut up. I was like, we didn't hear anything about this.
I could be wrong. I could have sworn maybe it wasn't. I was going to say maybe it wasn't with you guys. I have no clue who the fuck else I'd be talking to about this. I'm sure we had this conversation recently, or rather, I did with someone. That's the only reason I know it's 2013.
Oh, no, it wasn't us.
Damn.
It wasn't me. But, like, anyway. I played that game when it first came out on my PS3, and I loved the story. This was... So I think a lot of people forget because of how long ago it was. The story came out, like, 2 months before the multiplayer. 3-4 months before the multiplayer. It came out a long time before the multiplayer.
I would have said earlier than that.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It was a while.
But yeah, it came out a long time before the multiplayer. I was homeschooled, so I literally spent a week just dedicated to completing the story. And I'm glad I did. I enjoyed it, but it was something new at the time, because we were constantly getting the same sort of thing around that time, especially on consoles. So it was nice. It was a refreshing game that everybody was really hyped for, and it delivered mostly. And then, you know, past 2015, it kind of just died off. Unfortunately, but you know, I enjoyed it. I just couldn't imagine. I don't know. I don't know if it's that, like, because I'm grown up now, and I was a kid then, so I loved, you know, video games and violence a lot more, and so I'm just not too hopeful for statistics or whatnot. But
I think that's it. Like, in terms of the single player content for the game, I think you can get like the mission and story stuff, sure, but I'm not sure I'd like. Like, some people just like playing the single player and just like driving around and shooting. I was like, if I'm gonna, I want to do that multiplayer with other people,
yeah.
Because there's entertainment in that with other people. Doing it on my own, it's like, you know, there's so many other things I could be doing. The story just never. I played the first few missions and I was like, I'm not.
How you feel about GTA 5, or how you felt, sorry, when it came out about GTA 5 is how I felt about Skyrim. Because I specifically remember playing Battlefield 3 and talking to some friends, and they were talking to me about how Skyrim is this game where you can do anything. It is the greatest game of all time. It's the best game ever. And I bought it and I didn't like it. I liked it, but it wasn't this insane game that I was told it was.
I think anyone that told you Skyrim was a game you could do anything is
yes.
Just
I was fucking
confused.
And then I bought it in a market for like a couple pound and took it home.
Like, I think Skyrim's a great game, and the reason I think Skyrim's a great game is just because it, like, it has everything that makes a good RPG.
Yeah.
RPGs need literally, like, nothing. Like, the recipe for RPGs is, like, air and nothing. Like, it's so simple. You literally just need a good world basis. You need, like, a good, you know, decent sort of map that's decently sized, to a few good locations that are notable, you know. Oh, this one's the one that's on a mountain. Oh, this one's the one that's got this distinct thing about it. You know, you need some of those to help people sort of position themselves and place themselves and get a feel for the world. You need some sort of story for people to latch onto. And that doesn't mean, I don't mean that, like, the main quest. I mean, there needs to be pieces of story that different types of people are going to latch onto. So you can have the main quest, but there needs to be good side quests that are going to suit different types of play styles. And that can obviously tie into, like, player and class systems. And three, you need a copious amount of bugs. It cannot be, literally cannot be, and I mean this seriously, it cannot be a good RPG if it isn't broken. If you ever play an RPG that has just worked flawlessly and not had a weird bug with a weird character or a mission slightly breaking or something along those lines, like, it just isn't going to be as good as when that happens, right? Like, some of the best RPGs out there, like Skyrim, like New Vegas, are as good as they are because they're so fucking jank.
Yeah.
Right, they're put together, they're held together with tape, shit breaks, shit's a little jank sometimes, things don't work out as planned, because, you know, whatever dumb shit with the engine. But that's good because it forces you to be like, oh shit, this isn't, and you've got to, like, think on the spot. And I think that's what makes that fun, right? I wish that they would retrospectively fix the game breaking bugs, like in Skyrim, where you still can't complete the quest on consoles. And that's a problem.
It's fine.
But, like, you know, the stuff that's like, oh, the animations are jank, animations keep bugging out, sometimes in this mission this happens and it's not meant to happen, like that shit should just be left, because they make RPGs. Those are the issues that literally define the genre for me. And Skyrim's a great example of that. It's just so many small little weird fucking things where it's like, why the fuck did this happen? I mean, to be fair, the majority of Bethesda games are, but it's like, I don't know. I love that game, but it is not like a thing where you can do everything.
No,
by any means.
That's fair. You know what? One thing that I just thinking about GTA 5, and this kind of just shows you where we are in the world now, how it was then, is one of the things I remember being so excited for, and a lot of people were, is the fact that GTA 4, you could only have a lobby of, what, six people? 4 to 6 people? While GTA was 32, I want to say, maybe around about 30, and that was the best thing ever to come to a multiplayer game of a GTA standard, of, like, the, you know, this open world game, being able to play with your crew of 4 or 5 people, and then also have a server full of other people to fight or just mess around with. That was the greatest thing to come to gaming at that time. It still baffles me how long it took them to put heists in the game, even though the single player literally is just heists, and it took them years, if I remember correctly, a year maybe, to add Heist into the multiplayer. But yeah, no, that was one thing that just came to my mind. Mm. Is just how, because nowadays we expect servers of hundreds of people, you know, it just, that's what you expect. But then, you know, going from 4 to 6 to 30 was a game changer. I miss those days.
Oh.
Anyway.
So long ago.
It was so long ago.
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
I think that makes it worse.
Yeah, no, I don't think I was ever like that into GTA.
Oh, like, I was a console gamer. Yes. I loved COD. I loved Battlefield. So GTA was just one of those.
Yeah,
games.
But like, the only other GTA that I really played a little bit of was Vice City, and I literally played like a tiny bit of it, and I was like, "This is shit," and I didn't touch it.
San Andreas. I played so much San Andreas with my friend doing.
I played that after. I didn't play it like at the time, quote unquote.
We played it all the time, all
and
the
even
time.
And then I again didn't play much. I was like, "Okay, this is okay." And then closed. I just don't like the genre.
I never played the story mode on that because we would always just cheat jetpacks in and just mess around. That's all we did on San Andreas.
Damn. I was too young to remember what GTA I was playing.
Well, that must have been a while ago.
Oh, God, yeah, this was.
So I remember.
To be fair, though, that's probably like how you could narrow it down as to what game it was.
I just
remember my brother just putting it on and being like, here, fuck around, crash a truck into a hooker, you know.
I distinctly remember playing Medal of Honor. I've said this before, Medal of Honor on the PS2 with my friend. And we played countless times. I miss those were like good days.
Remember playing Lego.
We do that. Yeah, we do that today. We play co-op games. I love co-op games.
So fucking good.
Lego games especially. But I've been playing Borderlands a lot. I'm fucking loving that. And I'd love to play that. I'm at the point now where I'm debating, do I complete the story or do I just wait for people who want to play and just keep, like, and then just restart? It's like, is there any point in me trying to complete the game, which is like 50 hours of content, apparently? Or, because I'm about a quarter of the way through, or do I just restart that first quarter and finish the other two quarters? Yes. No.
I think your best option to save you like saying words here
is to finish the podcast.
Is probably, well,
It started.
Oh no. Is probably to just, if you were to play with other people, which I would be up for. It's mainly just a schedule thing nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But beyond that, I would just do that as a new character and keep your current one for like playing single or solo.
Okay. Do appreciate that. I played two DLC storylines, and they've been fantastic. Oh, okay. I just recently done the jackpot one, which is Handsome Jack's casino, and that was cool having some classic stories, classic characters come back. But yeah, no, I'm loving that. Right, yes, you heard it right. We are going to finish up because it's getting to a point where people in my house are going to sleep and I don't want to be too loud.
Shit excuse.
So, is there anything we would like to finish on?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad
that was
you
what
that.
Your shit was about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was realizing that I actually do have something for when you asked me, do I have anything to say at the end of the podcast? Looking Glass Studios.
Yeah.
Everyone ever interacted with you or influenced any of you, or if you work there, I don't give a shit if you were the fucking cleaner, you are amazing. You created some of the best pieces of art in gaming history. Those fucking games that come out of your goddamn tiny studio, with a, relatively speaking, you know, to especially the Monday, the quality, the fucking bloody Battlefields and the fucking crap comparison, right? You created fucking art. And it's so goddamn good. And the more and more I play fucking games, every single game, every year that passes in games release, I realize that nothing is going to fucking top FIFA 1 and FIFA 2. And FIFA 3 was alright. Yeah. It's decent. Like, it's astronomical. Like, in those moments when, because Phelan played them and we did a little, like, watch and play along sort of duo thing. I cannot stress just, like, it was enjoyable, and I was definitely having a good time the whole time, but it's taken a little bit of brewing you know, and mulling over that experience, to sit back and really look back and say, holy fucking shit, I think Thief might be the best game. Like, I think that might be number one in my fucking list of games. Because it's fucking perfect. It's just perfect. I cannot stress it enough. It handles everything that a good game should do. The way you interact with it, like in terms of, you know, I mean, real hypothetical player-game interaction stuff. Its structure, it's got great rich story and lore, and the way that's like presented and put together, the art's beautiful. It's just so fucking good. It's so fucking good. So I love you, Looking Glass Studios. You don't exist and haven't for many, many years. But you are fucking wonderful.
If you're from Looking Glass Studios, do leave a comment.
And perhaps get a restraining order.
Yeah, yeah. Might be safe. Might be a safe idea. You know, that's actually quite a nice thing to end it on, to be completely honest. Just a nice little thank you to a fantastic studio that made a fantastic series of games. Wow, that was a little poetic, to be honest. Did you want to say anything, Phelan?
Oh, I want to fucking ruin it, do I?
That's fair. Then again, you love the Thief games as well. I saw you playing... was it Thief 1 I saw you playing a while back?
I don't know. I assume... technically, you could have seen me playing both, so
okay,
it's...
Okay, so I genuinely can't remember which
one. Real to which one. Okay. Right.
Fair. No, it's been good doing this, and again, we'll definitely have to do the next one next year.
Yeah.
We'll try and do them more. It's just hard.
I mean... Yeah. Next one's the Halloween one, right? Like,
yeah.
Halloween 2023.
We all have to dress up. Oh, yes. We still all have to dress up.
Oh, God.
That's that. Yep, you said it. So we're doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Could you just say to someone? Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
All right. You owe me a fiver. You said you did.
Well, you denied that. You said it. Well, this has definitely been a certain episode. It's been an enjoyable episode. It's good to be back. And I've recorded this in a slightly different manner. So hopefully it went fine. I did realise one thing I forgot, but it's very minor that it makes literally no difference.
For fuck's sake.
I forgot a shadow. Okay, that's it. I'll fix that for next
podcast
episode.
Ruined the fucking recorder. We spent the past list long, however long it was. Look at you.
I'll just have to scrap it now.
We've not bloody scrapped it.
Oh, I didn't even press record. I pressed stream.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Thank you very much, you two. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, as always, have a good evening, good day, good night, or good morning. And we'll see you in the next one. Ta-ra.
Audio Bye. Jungle.
Oh, God damn it. I forgot about that outro.